You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. David Eagle is a stand-up comedian and musician in the folk band The Young'uns. He's taken his debut show to the Edinburgh Fringe, which covers the many adventures you can land in when you're a blind folk singing comedian and you come across people who aren't very tactful in asking about disability. He's here today to talk about his career, his show The Eagle Is Candid, and some exciting upcoming projects. Hi David, thanks so much for joining us.
Hello, thank you very much for having me.
So what first inspired you to get into performing?
The way that it kind of started was in 2003 when I was in a pub at the age of 17. So probably shouldn't have really been in it, but I was in a pub at the age of 17 with two of my friends. We're in this pub just having a nice, quiet, albeit illegal drink. And then it turned out that there was a club where people sing folk songs. And we had no real idea of what that entailed. We didn't even know that it was a thing that existed. But essentially, it was just ordinary people after a day's work, or many people who've retired, essentially, just getting together and just singing songs, often without instruments, singing unaccompanied, no microphones or anything like that. And they would go around the room and everyone would take it in turns to sing songs, and they would share stories, and there'd be all these anecdotes and like jokes flying around. And we just thought, this is incredible that we've accidentally landed in this just because we happened to be in this pub at this particular time. Anyway, we loved it so much that we kept going back week after week. And the reason we've got this terrible folk band name, The Young'uns, is because people went, oh, we got some young'uns in, because we were the youngest by about 40 years, probably. And eventually we got asked if we'd like to perform. And so we sort of eventually plucked up the courage to do so. And the whole thing has just stemmed from there, really. We've been all over the world singing folk songs. We've won Radio 2 Folk Awards, played Glastonbury Festival. And it's all because of a chance thing that happened in a pub in 2003.
And when did you start doing stand-up?
The comedy was very much a byproduct of the folk music. As you start performing more, I think it's expected in the folk world. There's a lot of great performers who do folk music, but there's in between the songs, they're really funny. And so when we started, it was just kind of expected, I suppose. We just thought, oh, we've got to have some anecdotes, we've got to have some stories. And then we were just three lads just having a laugh and stuff and enjoying what we were doing. And then, all sorts of odd things would happen to me as a result of not being able to see. I was always getting lost or something was happening. And people really took to those stories, you know. And it took me a while to get going with it, but I sort of started in 2018. And in some ways, I wasn't planning on talking about the blindness. It's not even as if that was what, I'm going to do stand up and talk about the blindness. But it's just the case that a lot of the things that happened to me, even all the things really, are because of not being able to see. You know, the odd adventures that you get into because you've taken a wrong turning or you've been accosted by faith healers who are determined to try and cure you or whatever it is. If you're lost in the street and you can see, you can just read a sign. If you're lost in the street and you can't, and you've, especially back in 2010, one of my stories takes place in 2010 where I was lost on the street. There was nobody to ask because it's 3 o'clock in the morning and all sorts of crazy things unfold as part of this. Well, that would never happen if you could see. So, yeah, I suppose it is a show about blindness, but it's kind of a show about these weird things that happen as a result of being blind. And actually, I didn't want to talk about the blindness necessarily when I first started doing comedy, but you soon realise that you have to, because if you go on stage and you don't mention it, you can tell there's a bit of awkwardness in the room because people are kind of going, oh, is he blind? Is he not blind? Or you just trip over a microphone stand and then you're like, well, I've got to talk about it now, haven't I? So yeah, that's sort of the reason how it happened.
And have you found comedy a helpful way to challenge misconceptions people have about you as a blind person?
Well, yeah, I mean, perhaps it has. I mean, I think the perceptions have already, a lot of other people have done a lot to change those perceptions. I don't know if the stigmas exist maybe as much. I think in my lifetime that has changed, and I'm 39. I think I've definitely noticed a shift now. And I think there's a lot more, there's obviously Chris McCausland, the much more successful blind comedian, and there's others as well. My friend Jake Donaldson is doing a show at the Fringe. So there's a lot more kind of representation of blind people in comedy, in doing things. So I don't think I'm there. I haven't got this idea of trying to spread a social message, but if that's a byproduct of what happens, then that's great, I suppose. But I think the thing is, it's just like, I can't speak for other people. I'm just saying this is my experience. A lot of funny things happen because of being blind, but I'm aware that I have been blind all my life. I think if you've just recently lost your sight, you might not go, now this is going to be the catalyst to a lot of comedy for me now. You know, I don't think you're going to have that same mindset.
You are also going to be on TV as part of Rosie Jones's Disability Comedy Extravaganza. What can you tell us about that project?
Yeah, well, Rosie's wonderful. I mean, Rosie is incredible because the amount of energy that she has and just how personable she is from the word go, you know, she's great. And no pretension as well, just like, so it was great meeting her. And I think she's done a heck of a lot to change perceptions around cerebral palsy. There's a lot of people with different disabilities on there, but not always having to talk about their disability. It's just enough that they're on the show. It doesn't have to be, this is my disability and I'm going to talk about it. It's just this is my disability and now I'm going to do comedy. No, it was brilliant. It was a really life-affirming show to be on. I hope that's kind of represented in the actual show when it comes out on the 22nd of August.
And where is your show taking place in Edinburgh and how can people get tickets?
The show's called The Eagle is Candid. I'm David Eagle, so any kind of searching will find that. But essentially, I'm at the venue Cabaret Voltaire at 9:30 every evening now until the end of the Fringe. And you can buy tickets sort of via the usual avenues that you book Fringe tickets on, the website, through the app, that kind of thing, by the box office, or just turn up. I mean, to be honest, you can just get in for free and then you can pay or not pay on the way out. I mean, the great thing about being blind is you can just sneak past me and I won't know. But presumably, you're also blind, potentially, if you're listening to this. So that might make it a little bit more difficult to sneak out. But, you know, you can give it a go if you want.
Well, thank you so much, David Eagle, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about your Edinburgh Fringe show, The Eagle is Candid.
Thank you.